Gera can hit them. Did! Oh, what a goal by Zoltan Gera! And still Baptista, yes! It's Cavani! It's fantastic!
One from David Villa. Oh, great finish!
He's done just that, he scored! Juninho's done it!
Kubu making another glimpse of goal here!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Streets Won't Forget podcast. I'm your host, Ben, and joining me this week are two men who've requested to be lowered into the grave at their funeral with the Everton boo. It's Daniel Mountney and Harry Martinez.
First, I thought you were going to say lowered down the leagues. I was like, to be fair, I can see me going that way anyway.
I was torn between that and Liquidator, and I thought it might be a bit hard to get the rights for that.
Oh, I can just imagine that. What song would you like to go out to? Your final song. Can I have the Everton boo?
Yeah, honestly, classic.
Imagine you're being lowered and just here going, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, oh.
All the mourners are there just doing oh in the background.
I can imagine the only thing worse than that would be the Chelsea chant. Just everybody in the room will go, Chelsea.
Oh, well, boys, we have a slightly different topic for this week's episode. But before we get there, we have a couple of bits to get out of the way first. First up, I have an Andy Kaz of the week for us this week.
It's better be good after last week. Neymar was a great suggestion.
This one actually goes to the Streets Won't Forget podcast. We finally reveal the Steve Evans story in the episode.
Yes.
The day before the episode goes live, he leaves Stevenage. And I'm not saying that we're personally responsible for this, but I definitely think we had a hand in it.
It was written in the stars, wasn't it?
It was.
I was sat there editing it, and literally, it was the day after he'd left, and Harry goes, Stevenage manager Steve Evans, I'm sat there thinking, what are the fucking chances of this? What am I going to do now? There was part of me that thought I could just bleep it, so it would have just been, bleep Steve Evans, but
I really hoped you edited your voice in over the top and just gone Rotherham, just over the top.
Format Stevenage manager Steve Evans.
Yeah, for that impeccable piece of timing, I think we are worthy winners this week.
That is a great shout, to be fair.
Yeah,
it's very handicapped.
That we've had an absolute stinker, and it probably won't be the last.
No.
But Dan, I think you have a little fact corner this week for us as well. It's the return of the king.
Yeah. We've not had a fact corner in a while, so I thought I'll give you some football facts that were barely believable.
It's a fact. I'm talking about facts.
So we'll start with Sergio Ramos, obviously well known for his red cards. He received 29 in his career, 26 at Real Madrid, 2 at PSG and 1 at Sevilla, but he's never been red carded for Spain.
Incredible, he got 2 at PSG, considering he played about 4 games.
Yeah, that's probably why.
It's probably why he only played 4 games. Yeah.
But like Jean McCoon, remember the Jean McCoon story? Villa?
Oh, yeah, of course. Ooh, yeah. Of course. With 7 nominations, Lionel Messi has been nominated for the Puskas Award the most times of any player, but he's never won it.
That's unbelievable. The Puskas Award is a weird one because half the time it goes to a shitty goal anyway.
Yeah. I mean, how we didn't win it for that goal against Bilbao in the Copa del Rey final, I'll never know.
Yeah, it's insane.
Mia Hamm is the only outfield player, male or female, to ever play in goal at a FIFA World Cup.
Oh.
I'm surprised there's not more red cards in FIFA World Cup.
Yeah, true.
Knockout, like goalkeeper red cards.
Yeah.
There you go.
Madness.
It's quite well known that Scotland like to take English players to play for the Scottish national team when they're clearly not going to get a cap for England. But I think, off this one stat, England have been doing it wrong. I think for tournaments, we should find 5 Scottish players and put them on the bench. And then when it goes to penalties, save all the subs and bring the 5 on for the penalties. Because Scotland have never lost a penalty shootout.
How many have they been in, would be my question.
I think it was 3 or 4. But still, to have a 100% record.
Yeah, get Big Sam in charge. That's a 100% record with a 100% penalty record. You're not losing.
I'm lying for every man who scores his penalty.
We'll do a little guessing game for the next stat. Of all of the teams Sir Alex Ferguson faced as Man United manager, there was only one that he never beat. Would you like to guess who it is?
Please say Big Sam.
No, football clubs, not managers.
I know he's quite big, mate, but I'm not sure his entire club standard yet.
In that case, I'm going to go with Bolton.
Okay.
Is it an English team?
It is an English team, yes.
Coventry.
It's going to be someone like MK Dons.
Southend United.
Oh!
Yeah, there you go. Nottingham Forest, obviously we covered them quite extensively in the Brian Clough episode. Go back and listen to that if you haven't. But they have been European champions more times than they've been English champions.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's football manager kind of standard, isn't it? You just win the Champions League, but you can't win the league.
Yeah.
These last three are great. I think these are excellent. There are five players who've won consecutive European Golden Shoe Awards. Messi, Ronaldo, Lewandowski, Thierry Henry, and Ali McCoist.
Oh, what a man. Yes, Ali. Hero.
Controversially, he's starting to piss me off a little bit as a commentator.
Oh, really? No.
To be a little bit, I don't know. I think his standard is slipping.
I think it's because you're getting old.
Maybe. Maybe I'm just bitter in my advanced age.
You are, yeah. I think you're just grumpy. Don't like the joy he brings.
I think we've got too much of him. He needs to go back to few and far between so we savour it more.
Yeah, like Christmas on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it was a nice rare occurrence for Ali McCoist, but maybe it is getting too regular.
I still love him.
Yeah, I love him too.
I do, but I think he needs to, I don't know, rein it. It's like Peter Drury. We've got too much Peter Drury.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You're just a Celtic fan, that's what it is. Now, we all remember Benjamin Pavard's volley for France against Argentina at the 2018 World Cup.
We do indeed.
That was the first goal he scored in his professional career using his feet.
Oh.
That's unbelievable.
He scored previous goals using his head, but that was the first one using his feet. And
what a goal that is.
It's his proper perfect moment, because I feel like I remember him scoring other goals, but evidently not with his feet.
Imagine you come into the dressing room afterwards and someone turns to you and goes, oh, nice goal, mate. He goes, yeah, that's the first one I've scored on my feet. You'd be like, what?
Fuck off.
You're having a fucking giggle.
No, it's not, mate. Stop showing off.
Yeah. Shut up.
And finally, Alisson has more career goals than Liverpool teammate Joe Gomez.
Yeah, he does.
Joe Gomez has never scored a goal in his professional career, and Alisson has the one against West Brom.
You know that which game was it they played? The game against Palace last week, and the final kick of the game, Joe Gomez, 40 yards out, never scored for Liverpool in his career, and he decides to have a go. And he fucking skies it.
Yeah, that's all I've got for Fact Corner. I hope you enjoyed it.
Well done.
Yeah, it was nice to have it back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's a fact. I'm talking about facts.
And Harry, I think you've got a little something for us as well.
I have. And I'm going to take us down to the joys of lower league for a second. And I don't know if you saw yesterday. Well, you wouldn't have seen probably, but Boston United, who featured last week on this episode, on this podcast, actually.
They won a Boston United podcast.
Yeah. They won 2-0 away from home at Hereford. But that's not what I want to alert you to. What I want to alert you to is there was someone spotted in the crowd. Now, not only is he a bit of a big name, but he's also dressed up. So I'm going to send you the picture. This is none other than the chief medical officer currently, Jonathan Van Tam.
What?
Now,
what?
Yeah. This gets better. Have a look at that. That is none other than Jonathan Van Tam dressed as a nun at the Boston versus Hereford game.
I might use that photo as the thumbnail for the podcast. Fuck it. Just completely no context.
Big up, John.
Oh, that is excellent. We'll stick that up on social media. That is
unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Amazing stuff.
Oh, goodness. What was this? Boston against who?
It's Hereford United. Hereford FC playing against Boston United. What he's doing, though, I don't know. Apparently,
why
he's really
is he
friendly.
Like that? What the fuck?
I don't know why he's dressed as a nun. There's no context. It's just him dressed as a nun at the Boston game.
Oh, that might be the best thing we've ever discussed on this podcast.
That's tremendous.
I can't believe what I'm seeing.
I literally found this whilst we were waiting to start the podcast. I was like, I've got to bring this up.
All right, that was excellent.
If you coming into this, you just said to me, we're going to discuss Jonathan Van Tam dressed as a nun at Everton against Boston.
What's he doing in lower league games? Why is he dressed as a nun? And why is it Jonathan Van Tam of all the people I expected to be in that game dressed as a nun?
So I know Hartlepool United, for their last away game, the fans all go dressed up as the same thing. So they've previously gone as Smurfs, and this year they went as the Blues Brothers. Jeff Stelling was there dressed up as the Blues Brothers. So I don't know whether it's a similar kind of tradition. If it is, that makes a hell of a lot more sense than Jonathan Van Tam deciding, fuck it, I'm going to this game dressed as a nun.
John is born in Boston, so I presume he's a Boston fan. Be a real big turn if he's a Hereford fan, but he is... I'd imagine he's a Boston fan.
He leads the ultras.
I mean, dressed as a nun, I wouldn't be surprised.
Tremendous bit of a trivia for us. Thank you, Harry. But shall we get on to the main part of the episode?
Oh, go on then.
And as I said, we're doing something a bit different. We got a little return to some classic pub chat kind of stuff here. Because if you go through social media or various different football articles, you'll often see a trend of trying to create the perfect player. So you take like Messi's foot, you take Ronaldo's work ethic, for example, and you meld them all together to create the ultimate pro. So this week, we're going to try and make our own. Now, obviously, being the Streets Won't Forget podcast, we are going to try and make the ultimate Streets Won't Forget player. So I have a list of categories for us here, and we're each going to think who we think best embodies this particular tribute, and we're going to combine it together and see what our player looks like at the end.
Yeah. I can tell you exactly what it's going to look like. An absolute fucking Frankenstein's monster of a player.
And it's going to be glorious.
I reckon he's going to end up looking like Andy Carroll.
It's Andy Carroll for all of them, fuck it.
The first category I know for a fact he's not going to be nominated for, because the first thing we're going to take a look at is the ultimate Streets Won't Forget mind. So we're thinking like attitude towards the game, their leadership on the pitch, their determination and will to succeed, their drive. This is the mentality of your player. So what do we think embodies the Streets Won't Forget?
I think there's a slight different way of going about this, and I think an absolute Streets Won't Forget mind has got to be Emmanuel Abue.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, rather than having that drive and determination, they're just absolute fucking jokes.
Yeah, he's right. You need a bit of a nutter for this. I think Abue is an excellent shout. Because let's be honest, his ability with his feet is not going to get him put forward, is it? So
yeah, true. I think if you're a consummate professional as well, like a Gareth Barry or a James Milner, you don't really end up as Streets Won't Forget.
No, you don't.
They're fucking boring. Give me a Abue brain.
Yeah,
this is
what I was thinking. It's between Abue and Balotelli.
Oh, I think I'd probably lean just towards Abue. Abue is going to keep you out of trouble.
Yeah, I'd rather Abue as a teammate than Balotelli.
Yeah, because you know he's throwing a great party and you're not going to end up setting off fireworks in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Or being shot at.
Or being fined, because you know you'd get fined with Balotelli no matter what you did.
Yeah, he's getting you into trouble. Yeah, I think we've got to go with Abue.
I agree.
All right, Abue is the first name on the list. So what we're going to do here, we're not worrying so much about a certain position, because as the ultimate player, you should be able to play anywhere outfield. We're leaving goalkeepers alone, because goalkeepers are a little bit of a tricky one.
He's got the mind of Abue, mate. Of course he can play anywhere.
Oh, sensational. Well, the other thing you could use that mind for is using the head to head the ball. So if we had to pick someone's heading ability to be injected into our player, who are you going for?
Now, I think there's two for me. Firstly, right. I think Andy Carroll, because he actually is pretty good in the air.
I was sat to myself thinking he's going to say Andy Carroll. I know.
Yeah, second one that I think is probably going to be a bit of a unanimous one is Julio Baptista.
Oh,
unbelievable.
See, I would disagree, and I would say, considering he has the most headed goals in Premier League history, he's absolutely Streets Won't Forget, I'd go for Peter Crouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crouchy's got to be the shout here.
I don't know if he's too good at it, though.
Was there a limit on how good they could be?
Well, that's our normal thing with Streets Won't Forget.
Yeah, but he's absolutely Streets Won't Forget.
Yeah, he is. On. Yeah, I think I'm willing to allow that.
I'm sorry, I know we ruled out Gino because he was supposedly too good at free kicks, but I don't think Peter Crouch's heading is on a similar level. So
it is the best in the Premier League of all time, mate.
That we've seen yet, mate.
6'7".
Well, yeah.
See, now that's just for goals. I'm not necessarily defending.
And that's true. If we're thinking about this in terms of general heading ability.
Yeah. I think I'd still go Peter Crouch.
Attack the ball.
Like, he's also got so many assists, and I imagine a lot of those are with his head.
And like, if you can head the ball in the goal, you can head the ball away from the goal, surely.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy with Crouch.
Already a wild start to this player.
The way in Crouch.
Jesus Christ. I did say it'd be a Frankenstein's monster.
Well, for the last of our sort of mental attributes, our intangibles, who would we want to put forward in having the Streets Won't Forget vision to read the game, dominate the play, spread the ball around?
Gotta be Raquelme, really, isn't it?
No, I think we save Raquelme. I'd go for the player that Harry nominated last week. I'd go for Marcos Senna.
All right.
I think in terms of his passing ability and his vision and his kind of general footballing IQ, I think you have to have a Spanish midfielder. And apart from Senna, they're all probably a little bit too good.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Senna would be my shout. If you've got anything better, then yeah.
I mean, your shout of Dembele from last week is not bad either. If you want someone who's sitting deep and reading the pitch.
Yeah. We've forgotten about Guti.
Oh, yeah.
We've forgotten about
Guti. That is true.
I think Guti, it's got to be Guti. Great shout. The man's unbelievable. He had eyes in the back of his head.
Yeah, Guti could see things that nobody else could. I think, yeah, Guti's a great shout.
Yeah, you know what? Why not? You know, this is a real mixed bag we've got already, because we've got an incredibly talented header at a ball. We've got someone who can read the game well and someone who's just an absolute nutter on and off the pitch.
All that ability and still a joker.
But yeah. What more do you want or need for Streets Won't Forget?
Exactly. That's true. That's how you endear yourself to the fans.
Yeah.
Well, we're moving into their physicals now, their ability on the pitch. And naturally, if you're going to be top of the game, you've got to be a bit of a pace merchant. So whose Streets Won't Forget set of wheels are we attaching to our Frankenstein player?
There's a lot you could choose from here.
Obafemi Martins.
Oh, great shout.
Oh, yeah.
Great shout.
That man was fucking rapid.
Yeah, I was thinking along the lines of Sean Wright Phillips, but I prefer Obafemi Martins there.
Are we saying Theo Walcott is Streets Won't Forget?
Oh, that's a tough one.
I don't know, because he was such a letdown as well. Theo Walcott at Everton and Southampton is just dead.
It is just kind of shit, isn't it?
You know, I think of him now as Nathan Redmond, and that's awful, but like, I just think of him in the same bracket now. And obviously, Walcott's achieved a fuck ton more, but he just ruined his career.
I think just injuries obviously didn't help.
Yes.
He wanted to be a striker, but for most of his career, couldn't finish his dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'd still think Obafemi Martins is more Streets Won't Forget.
Obafemi Martins is a player that I'm surprised we haven't really talked about yet.
Yeah.
Just on the pod.
Yeah. We talked about him probably when we discussed the AFCON,
didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What about... I'm trying to think. There's so many you could have. Loic Remy.
Yeah. We've seen Bellerin?
Oh, fuck off.
I think he's Streets Won't Forget.
Fuck off. I'm happy to go with Obafemi Martins.
Yeah, he was rapid.
Absolute pace merchant. And you just love to see it. It's exciting.
He's also one of only two Premier League players to score a penalty with both feet. So
yeah.
There you go. Fuck it. We'll save him. And he can have right foot and left foot.
Devastating.
Devastating. But next up, to partner the pace, you've got to be able to do it over the course of a game. So whose stamina, whose work rate do we want
Ramirez
for this team?
Ramirez.
The ability to just run the game.
Ramirez.
Yeah. Ramirez has got to be it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You want someone who's just going to, they're going to run the line. They're going to do their job. They're not going to complain for 90 minutes. I think Ramirez is your man.
Dan, I was expecting you to say Steve Mulbronk.
Shut up. you're a nightmare, you are. I don't know why we can't invite you back, honestly. Damien Duff. Nah, mate. He's going to have a skill.
FIFA Street
yeah,
fella.
Exactly.
No, but you want to save Damien Duff for the flair section later.
Yeah, surely there's better Damien Duff.
Not according to FIFA Street.
He's 95 rated, come on.
That's true. No, I think Ramirez is the only logical shout there.
He is the first. When you think of players who never stop running, he's probably one of the first that comes to mind. Kante would obviously be the other one, but
he's too good.
He's probably a little bit too good, yeah.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah,
what about Flamini?
Yeah, you can go in the obligatory yellow card section.
He's too rich.
No, that's going to Francis Coquelin.
Fucking Coquelin, no thank
you. He's too rich, yeah.
Yeah, but he's worth like $6 billion now.
Yeah, because he's got some mad investment project thing, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, yeah.
If he could loan us £100 million for a new striker, I'd be very grateful.
And he loan the pod £100 million? Just let us keep it.
Does he want to sponsor it? If he does, let us know. You can email us at the streetswontforgetpodcast@gmail.com.
Avid listener, Matthew.
If Billy Bear want to sponsor us as well, please drop us an email.
I'm dropping the Billy Bear in with no context, mate. Fucking hell.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's going to make absolutely no sense.
Yeah, but it makes sense to us, so it's fine.
That's true. Ramirez and Abue in the same body is a little bit frightening.
Well, it's going to get even more frightening now as we move into some of the goal scoring. And we're going to start with the left foot. Obviously, a rarer one to have. And I have an outside shout for this. Be interested if you consider him Streets Won't Forget. Because for left foot, I think Lukas Podolski.
Absolutely.
Not a bad shout. That's not a bad shout.
That man's left foot was an absolute cannon.
My shout is a bit more technical rather than the power. I'm going with Alvaro Recoba.
Ooh.
Wonder of a left foot.
Mm.
Wonder of a left foot.
If you're going Streets Won't Forget, I think it needs to be flashy. It's got to be, it gets you out of your seat when they strike the ball.
Yeah, I think Podolski is the shout personally. The Poundland Robin Van Persie.
Yeah.
Because when you said left foot, Van Persie was my first thought immediately, but obviously he's way too good.
He's way too good.
We've gone for like stamina. The obvious answer is Kante. We've gone for his lesser version, which is Ramirez.
Well, this is not what the Streets Won't Forget is all about. It's the lesser versions of players who probably aren't
don't get the
in
credit.
The best of the best. my other thinking is, and it might be a bit of a cop-out answer, but for both left and right foot, we could go Santi Cazorla.
See, I was thinking this, because he is the most two-footed player I've ever seen.
I mean, I'd happily have him for right foot.
So what we can do is we'll have left and right foot as its own section, and we'll put Cazorla in because he's my favourite player and I make the rules for this episode. So,
okay.
So we're going Podolski and Cazorla then?
I think we'll have Cazorla as his own section.
We'll just do everybody as Cazorla, fuck it.
Do right footers stand out like that in the same way that a left footer does?
Do you know, right-footer. Going back, I've just thought of another left footer though.
Who?
Leighton Baines.
Ooh.
Mm.
The thing is, it's two very differing things. You've got Podolski, who has a traction engine of a left foot, whereas I'd say Leighton Baines falls in the wand of a left foot.
He could do that, though.
Yeah, this is a bit of personal preference here, because obviously Streets Won't Forget, we're not talking about pure ability, we're talking about that X factor.
Yeah, yeah,
you
true.
You remember them for having a wand of a left foot. But I know, as a fan, if I'm watching a game, they're kind of left foot that would get me excited, which is a very weird sentence to say out of context.
We don't need to talk about your fetishes here, come on.
I don't see one where they're on the ball and you know that it's about to go at 90 miles an hour towards the net.
Yeah.
I think if we do Podolski and then we do a right footer who's, you know, got the technique
yeah.
to take the set pieces, then we've got a nice mix of traction engine and wand.
Oh, and
although
wand.
You don't often hear wand of a right foot, do you? It's always left-footed players.
It is always left-footed players.
I'm happy to go with Podolski.
We'll stick with Podolski.
If we can't think of any right footers we want to put in, we'll just have two left footers.
Well, we'll just have Cazorla.
Yeah, we just have Cazorla, that is true.
Do we just go with Cazorla?
Oh, no. I've just had a thought for the heading, because I was thinking about other left-footed players.
Mm.
Is Olivier Giroud too good?
See, I was thinking Giroud, but also
I think Crouch is better at it.
Yeah, I'd say Giroud's a better goal scorer.
But Crouch is better at heading.
Yeah.
Olivier Giroud's one of those who is very much on the line of Izzy Streets Won't Forget or not. Considering all he's won in his career,
he's
probably a bit too good.
He's an incredibly talented player. He's just inconsistent as shit.
Like, he's a top goal scorer for France. That should make you too good. But at the same time, I've seen how shit he can be.
He also went on like an 18-game run without scoring a goal.
Yeah.
So you've seen how shit he can be. We've seen it properly first.
Yeah.
Time, my friend.
Yeah.
You've cried over how shit he can be. Like I've seen
suffering,
it.
Pain and suffering.
It was keeping me up at night during that goalless run. I fucking tell you what. Right, I think we stick Podolski in, and we'll get someone who's a bit more technical for the right footer.
Yeah.
Who do you want as the right footer?
Mm-hmm.
See, this is a tough one actually, because a lot of people have a decent right foot, but who stands out?
I've got it.
Oh yeah,
got it. James Ward-Prowse.
Oh yes, that's a great shout.
Yeah.
And there's your set piece taker sorted as well.
Yeah, I was so lost, my head was going to Jeremy. Like, what is that?
What, for Peep Show?
That's too hard.
What's that one football joke they make in Peep Show? Oh, that's it. Jeremy's got the 3-0 Walcott millions. He's going to sell the headline to the Sun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And 3-0 Walcott turns 30.
Sensational. 3-0
Walcott.
We're actually putting together quite a nice little player here, lads. I like this.
Yes, but then they've got a Boué's brain.
Maybe that's what'll take them to the next level, though.
James Ward-Prowse's right foot is useless in a tiger costume, mate. Like,
how are they going to defend you on the pitch if even you don't know what your next move is? Right. Well, we've got to use these feet for something, and there's a lot of competition for this next one.
You really like talking about feet, don't you?
I can't not, mate. We're talking about the foot section.
He had a little bit of a nibble there. Just a little. He likes nibbling. He's like Paul Scholes, so he loves nibbling on feet.
Talking about the public. What a weird man. Another reason his reputation should be tarnished.
Now he's retired, I would have thought he'd have a job in Clark's.
I could see him using the little foot measurers they have in
Clark's.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I could see him using his tongue.
Right. Well, whose passing ability do we want to give to this player? And there's a lot we could go for here.
Yeah.
Ooh. I would have had Senna.
You can still have Senna. He is not on the list. Senna.
Yeah, we could still have Senna there.
Mm.
Unbelievable passer of the ball.
Yeah, maybe Pablo Aimar.
Oh, that's a great shout.
We're all going down the same route here. You want someone who sits deep and just sprays the ball all over the field.
Yeah.
You could have Recoba again. Not that we had him before, but...
You really want to get Recoba in this, don't you?
I'll bet he is Streets Won't Forget, to be fair.
I think... It depends. Do you want somebody who's going to sit and dictate the play, or do you want somebody who's going to pull off the pass that makes you say, wow?
I think it's the ability to pass.
I'd argue you have to be able to do both.
Right.
Which I know they're slightly different skill sets, but the best players will have that ability.
Oh, do you know? No, oh, yeah.
Go on, say Jeremy again, I dare you.
No. Oh, boys, do you know left foot? We had Podolski. I know I'm going back to this. But what about Morten Gams-Pedersen?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Podolski still trumps him for me, I think.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it's just a hammer of a left foot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is.
Yeah, for passing, I'm happy with either Senna or Aimar, unless you've got another suggestion.
Well, I was thinking someone who a bit further forward. I was going to say Diego.
Mm. Sammy and Asri.
See, for his dribbling, I'd say he's actually not a bad shout. Obviously, we're talking about passing, but is Nasri Streets Won't Forget? I know we hate him.
I think he's Streets Won't Forget,
yeah. For the Arsenal spell, yeah.
Yeah.
Purely for the snood.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Classic.
We'll put the snood on the player anyway. That could be Sammy Nasri's contribution.
At what point is Dan trying to get Stefan Gavash back in?
Oh no, not sure.
I've just remembered something. I've got a really good story about Stefan Gavash.
Oh fucking hell, here we go.
I was aimlessly scrolling through social media. This is a Harry tale, this is. I was aimlessly scrolling through social media. And I came across this Newcastle fan who was with his dad, and they were listing Newcastle's worst ever players, but it could only be players that they had seen with their own eyes. And on the left wing, the father picked Stefan Gavash.
Oh, yes.
He said it, and I was sat there for days thinking, where do I know fucking Stefan Givarch from? And then it suddenly dawned to me, and I was like, oh my God, I have to tell them.
Oh, man, I'll never forget us doing that worst Arsenal team podcast. And someone else on there dropping an absolute stinker, and we both look up utterly bamboozled.
That clip is still out there. You can go and find it.
I'm not telling you the name, but if you find it, it is an incredible watch.
Yeah.
Passing wise, boys, how do we feel about Yohan Cabaye?
Oh, that's a good shout.
Yeah, that is a good shout.
Proper underrated baller, Cabaye.
He was underrated.
Realistically, and obviously he's way too good despite the fact that he was a lazy money stealing bastard. But I think for this you want somebody like Ozil who's just gonna do the thing that makes you say, wow. Mm. I don't know whether there's anybody who Streets won't forget with that kind of
passing. Yeah, they're all too good. Like, ideally, yeah, you want Pirlo.
You are the best in the world.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, Xabi is obviously going to be one of the first names you think of. But...
oh, nah, he Streets won't forget that bloke. No one's ever heard of him. Right. Okay, Iniesta, nah, who's that?
Can we have specifically that impossible pass he did?
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. That thing's unbelievable. I can't get past Yohan Cabaye being one of the lesser known.
I think Cabaye's a good shout.
Yeah, Cabaye is a good shout.
Are we locking in Cabaye?
For some reason, I wanted to say Ganso. I don't know why.
You're just singing a Streets Won't Forget cams.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get him for pace, mate. Don't worry.
I've got a real. I like Ganso. I don't know why. I've just got a real.
He was a good player.
Yours? Played for years as well.
I'm happy with Cabaye as our passer.
All right. We can always come back to this.
He can also slot in at centre-back as well, Ben. That's right.
He can, true. And when speaking of centre-back, we don't just need them to be on the ball, but off it too. So we all love a big tackle on this podcast. So who's going to be playing the Claude Makélélé role for us in this weird amalgamation of players? Who's tackling do we want?
Fuck it. Fuck it. Coquelin. Genuinely, fuck it.
Streets Won't Forget player.
Yeah, he's not Streets Won't Forget, sadly.
Come on, man. Thing is, are you going more defensive midfielder or centre back with the tackling?
I'd probably have to go centre backs.
You think? I was leaning more the other way.
Who would you go for?
I don't know. Now you've got me thinking of centre backs. I was going to say Lucio.
Okay.
Or Lucio. Or Shivu.
I'd go more for Lucio, to be honest.
Lucio was unbelievable, to be fair.
Yeah, he was.
Putting Lucio in gives us like a genuine bit of quality with this player.
He was so good.
Yeah, it does. And he should not be as forgotten as he is.
Like I reckon he's up there as like top five Brazilian centre backs of all time.
I mean, they don't produce many good ones. I'll be honest.
I mean, the three we put in for our centre backs episode, B, Brazilian, but B.
Yeah, but as we say, they can't be too good.
Yeah, none of them were there for their classic centre back attributes.
Lucio is too good, but he's too forgotten.
Oh, he is. Oh, what about Thomas Gravesen?
That's a great shout.
It's a great bold shout. Influence in this team.
He's absolutely munching anybody in that midfield.
You want the big tackle, the cruncher. Yeah. The man who's not pulling out of the 50-50.
I don't think Lucio's going to be nailing someone the way Gravesen is.
Yeah, I think Tommy Gravesen's a great shout. And he's a fucking nutter.
Yeah, with Boué's brain and Thomas Gravesen's tackling, God knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, I like Thomas Gravesen as a shout there.
Imagine someone the size of Gravesen coming at you with the pace of Obafemi Martins.
Not only that, but if he leads with his left foot, that's Lukas Podolski's left foot he's got coming at you.
Oh, God, he's going to be snapping people in half.
Oh, my goodness.
That moment, that discussion right there, really is this podcast in a nutshell. We went from Lucio to Thomas Gravesen and then decided
to take Lucio off the list in favour of Thomas Gravesen.
Gravesen was the one for us over Lucio.
That's what Madrid saw.
I tell you what, this I would pay any money in the world to watch this player so far.
Me too.
I'm excited for the rundown at the end, I really am.
It's going to be great, mate. Okay. So we've got both feet sorted. Now, in terms of their general finishing, who are we going for? And I reckon Dimitar Berbatov is in for a shout.
I was about to say this.
No. I don't think his finishing is up there with the best.
Well, who are you going for then?
It's more his technique.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
That's like if you were to say Dennis Bergkamp for his finishing. It's not, you know.
Personally, it's me, I would say David Villa.
That's a good shout. Yeah, I like that.
That is a good shout. That is a very good shout.
Unbelievable finisher. Or Jermaine Defoe.
I'd have Villa, personally.
I got fucking... sorry. I got slandered last week for reading out a quote from Jermaine Defoe.
Not by
me. Give him the same treatment for just suggesting him as our finisher for the ultimate Streets.
Unbelievable finisher.
Go on.
Unbelievable.
Happy Cisse. Fuck it.
Yeah, we love a fluky goal.
Happy Cisse for 6 months.
Can we have Papis Cisse for the first 6 months of 2012, please?
Oh, what about Yakubu?
I'll feed the yak and he will score.
I'd have Yakubu for strength, not for finishing.
Yeah, I think David Villa is one of the best finishers I've seen.
Yeah, I think you're not going to get better than David Villa here, are you?
Yeah, I mean...
Unless you win Fernando Torres for maybe 2 years of his career.
Or have Coutinho's one goal. Amazing. He scored it enough times.
We will only let him shoot with his right foot from 35 yards. Cut him out of the left.
The thing is, David Villa could probably also do that.
Yeah, I mean, he's an incredible all-around player and his finishing was top tier. You're not disappointed with this guy.
Yeah.
If he's the finisher in R2.
Yeah, my only other suggestion, it's old school. I don't know whether you're going to say he's too good. Ian Wright?
I think he's too good.
Yeah, like if you were going down a list of Arsenal's best ever players, he would be up there.
Yeah.
Which in turn, I guess, makes him
wouldn't
too
be
good.
On a list of the best strikers of all time.
Yeah, but he's too forgotten, isn't he?
He is far too forgotten.
Yeah, but if Ian Wright wasn't doing punditry, would he not be more forgotten?
I suppose. I mean, I think that is that a byproduct of just who gives a fuck about the 90s?
Me. Take
no,
me
you
back.
Don't.
It's better than fucking now, I tell you.
I'd still take David Villa.
Okay, we'll go. I'm happy to go with David Villa.
All right. Again, we'll get an actual bit of quality in this team.
Yeah, like think he did it for Spain as well, like won World Cups with it.
Well, since we mentioned strength, should we cover strength now?
Yeah, it's Yakubu.
It's got to be Yakubu, isn't it? He's an absolute beast.
Oh, I guess Akin Fenwa gets in for his FIFA factor, but he only did it in League 2, League 1.
That we're having Yakubu. Yeah.
This player is fucking terrifying, by the
Thomas way. Thomas Gravesen's tackling, and he's got the strength of the Yak.
And the pace of Obafemi Martins. Like, this guy is like 6'4". 200 pounds running at you like a brick shithouse.
This is shocking.
Honestly, if they didn't have Emmanuel Eboué's brain, we've created a Ballon d'Or winner.
Yeah, but what's great about this is that this player is going to be great for 6 months and then fall off. They're going to get like either kidnapped or arrested at some point.
They are probably also placing in all of the top five spaces for the Puskás Award.
Oh, yeah, the highlight reels are going to be sensational. Like, three idiots will be talking about this guy on a podcast for years.
Mm.
All right, well, we're on the home stretch, lads. We've got a couple left to finish it off. I've separated these out because I feel like they are slightly different things. Whose technique do we want? And this is a big one.
This is tough.
This is what I was saving Riquelme for.
I think Berbatov.
Oh.
Berbatov's touch is unbelievable.
Yeah, what you want here is... the silky first touch.
Do you know, the
thing
is,
turns,
there's something else, though.
It's a strikeable like no one else. Deft touch.
Surely this is the place we're having Payet or Tarapt.
Well, I actually have Tarapt for another one that's going to come up in a sec, which is probably better, but I like him for it. I think it's
got to be Berbatov.
It's Berbatov or Payet.
I'd more lean towards Berbatov.
And I think closely behind them is Giovanni, but I would say Berbatov.
Oh, fuck off.
Berbatov is an unbelievable technique.
We've gone from Riquelme to Berbatov. Giovanni. Fucking
unbelievable.
Hell.
Anyway, Ricardo Quaresma had a bit of technique about him as well.
Yeah, Quaresma's a one-trick pony.
Yeah, the Travella. I think it's Berbatov.
The Travella, grow up. Come on.
I mean, it is an incredible bit of skill to watch, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah,
whatever.
He can do it, so it's kind of ruined it for me now.
It's basically done by players who aren't confident with using their weaker foot.
Yeah, it's literally.
We don't have that problem with this guy.
Yeah,
I think
Berbatov the one here.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's the most technically gifted. Oh, there is Moussa Dembélé.
Oh,
Moussa Dembélé is just one of the best all-round players. I think Berbatov's technique is just a level above everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be. The guy didn't fucking run.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think Berbatov has to be down for technique.
All right. I like it. And then finally, this is possibly the most Streets Won't Forget category. This is the flair.
Yeah.
This is the thing that's getting you out of your seat. Getting you talking about him down the pub.
It's basically Okocha or Taraps. Take your pick.
Yeah.
Or Payet.
No.
I don't think Payet does it as well as the other two do. We're talking specifically about exciting you with the ball.
Yannick Bolasie, mate. Like, I know that sounds stupid, but unbelievable.
At it, wasn't he? Like, that was his one thing.
That is the one thing that Yannick Bolasie did.
How could we have an ultimate Streets Won't Forget player without the two kings of the streets in Okocha and Taraps?
Yeah, I mean, it's
got
to be
has to be one of them.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Personally, for me, JJ Okocha, I love JJ Okocha, so I'm happy with JJ Okocha. I would be happy with Taraps as well, but I think JJ Okocha edges it for me.
I think Okocha is the better player. I think he's more of like an all-rounded player. But Taraps' flair it's the reason you still like him. So
the only thing with Taraps is a lot of that flair and a lot of those clips we see are from the championship.
We could have a slight change here and make this player a real fucking monstrosity and swap Abue's brain for Adel Taraps.
God, no, because then he's not doing anything on the pitch.
All right, it's all right, because he's still got Ramirez's work rate, so he's still going to try for 90 minutes.
No, he's got it. He's just not going to use it. Because he has the ability to run for 90 minutes and do basically a 5K, he's not going to actually do it because he don't want to.
Though I do think that would make this guy more Streets Won't Forget, is he puts in the most incredible first half shift you've ever seen and he's off for a kebab at halftime.
I think Flair... Taraps did do some unbelievable things on a football pitch.
Ugh. I think it's got to be Okocha.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okocha, yeah. Well, I'm happy with that.
It's so nice, I'm putting it in twice. We'll go with Okocha for Flair.
JJ.
Okay, is that the last category?
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about what kind of, like, the career of this person. Like, whose career do you think...
Oh, yeah, good shout, career.
...sum it up as the most Streets Won't Forget?
It's got to be a Streets Won't Forget. What makes a Streets Won't Forget career? Is it playing for three rivals, or is it winning lots of trophies?
There's two that stand out. You're either the best player in the league for, like, three games.
Yeah, and then you're shit.
Yeah, or you're really, really good for so long, but just no one gives a shit about you.
It's basically who's had the biggest peak and the biggest fall off.
See, yeah. I'd say Balotelli for this, because you've got the trophies and the success, you've got the ability, you've got the stories off the pitch, and then you've got them fading into fucking nowhere because he's now what, playing in Switzerland?
And he was the best player outside of the Spanish team at that Euro 2012.
Yeah.
So at that point, he was one of, you know, for those couple of weeks, he was probably one of the best strikers in Europe.
Yeah, I'd put Balotelli forward personally.
I think his career is a good shout. Like, he's won everything. He's also had run-ins with Mourinho.
Yes, I think everything about Balotelli's career not being amazing is down to Balotelli as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's some injuries in there, but it was just the fact that he's an absolute nutter that stopped him from really being at the top of the game. Oh, for sure. Boys, I'll give us a rundown in a sec. This player is absolutely hilarious. Jesus Christ.
Good God.
Like, I would not want to face this guy on a pitch. I mean, his career would fall off, so eventually it'd be fine. But in that little peak they had, this guy's unplayable. So
Can we have the kit and can we put forward John Van Tam in a nun outfit?
I was going to say, they've got to be playing for Bolton, right?
Yes, yeah. They have to be playing for Bolton or Portsmouth.
Oh, yeah, true.
Or Malaga. Maybe make it so monstrous that it's all the kits into one shirt, like a half and half scarf.
Yeah, I'd enjoy having to Photoshop this together.
I'm not doing it.
With John Van Tam's head.
John, he's the leader of the ultras for this players club.
Oh Christ!
Right, read me this out. I'm excited for this.
the ultimate Streets Won't Forget player. We have the mind of Emmanuel Eboué. It's already a great start. We have the heading of Peter Crouch and the vision of Guti, which, how the fuck are those two in a sentence together?
It's unbelievable.
We have the pace of Obafemi Martins, matched with the work rate of Ramirez, the strength of Yakubu, and the technique Dimitar Berbatov. They have
No one is getting the ball off him.
Of Lukas Podolski. They have the right foot of James Ward-Prowse. They can pass the ball like Johan Kabay. They can tackle like Thomas Gravesen. They have the flair of JJ Okocha. And they have the finishing of David Villa.
Unbelievable.
This is a fact. They have the career of Mario Balotelli.
The other good part about this is that with Eboué's brain, they will only play for half an hour a game. And that is between them being subbed on and being subbed off.
They also can partly speak North Korean.
Oh, they're getting in your head 100%.
Yeah. Superb.
They can speak North Korean. They love the Queen's.
How many goals do you think this guy would score in a season?
Anywhere between 3 and 300.
I'd say maybe the lower end.
With all that ability and Eboué's mind, there's the potential of 300 goal season.
Because the thing if you've got the strength of Yakubu, the pace of Obafemi Martins, and the tackling of Thomas Gravesen, you are crunching players. There's a lot of red cards.
For sure. I was going to say, I don't even know where I'd want to play this guy. Because, like, yes, up front, but that almost feels like a waste of his passing.
And his tackling.
And his tackling.
Him in cam.
Centre mid.
Yeah.
Centre mid, yeah. Box to box.
Yeah.
Box to box midfielder.
Box to box, they're faster than anyone else, crunching three people on the way and then rifling it top corner.
We've essentially made Gerrard on steroids.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
Which is basically Steve Mulbronk, but...
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't want to be the manager who has the task of taking this guy on. Because everyone's looking at you like, you've got the best player to ever play football. Why won't he try for more than 40 minutes?
Or if he does try for more than 40 minutes, why does he try too hard and get sent off?
Can you imagine having to mark this bloke on corners? Fucking hell.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? Is he's going to have a Colo Torre moment in training.
Yeah, he
is. Snapping Arsene Wenger.
He snaps Odfrey and Bergkamp, but then just breaks Arsene Wenger in half.
But he's running at the pace of Obafemi Martins and not Colo Torre.
Oh, God. That is the most terrifying bit, isn't it?
The frightening bit about this is this player is not far off the ability that Yaya Toure had.
Yeah.
Basically, we've created a hybrid of Yaya Toure and Steven Gerrard, is what we've done. But yeah, realistically, you have to remember they have the brain of Emmanuel Eboué.
that's what brings this.
Not far off Yaya Toure, to be fair.
It's like we've created a super weapon and then we've put, like, the brain of a child at the helm.
Yeah. It's got the world's worst guidance system. That's what it's got.
Have you seen a clip of those boys discussing the time they interviewed Yaya Toure? Like, he got confused between, like, he said, oh, this is my niece, and it was actually his wife. He got confused between wife and niece. They said he just smelt like chips. He smelt like chip oil.
What?
Like, have you not seen that clip? I'm going to send it to you. Oh, it's so funny.
What is happening?
Good old Yaya Toure.
Well, that is a sensational player.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It is. We have created not only a monstrosity, but something that could ruin the game.
Oh, but it's only going to ruin the game for like a year and a half and then fall off into obscurity. Blow himself up in his bathroom with a load of fireworks. Well, that is the end of the episode for this week, boys. So, Harry, I think you've got a little quiz for us to finish it off.
I have got a little quiz for us. And considering at time of recording, this is FA Cup semi-final weekend, I've dug out an FA Cup semi-final.
Ooh. Now, I beg it's the one from yesterday. I'm just going to pull that up right now.
This is it, the year that Arsenal reached the final and battered Aston Villa. So that semi-final that Aston Villa played in against Liverpool in 2015.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, no.
That is your game. You've got
2015.
Three subs from each, and obviously the full starting 11s. Both got three lives.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Christian Benteke.
Is a correct answer, and he scored.
I was going to say, I think he scored. That's what I said him.
I'm going to go with a name I've already said today and say Felipe Coutinho.
Felipe Coutinho is a correct answer and a goal scorer again.
Is it too late for Gerrard? Fuck it, Jordan Henderson.
Jordan Henderson is a correct answer. Now, I will say this Liverpool team is a little bit jokes.
Yeah, this is the part of their banter era, though.
It is and it isn't.
What year did you say, 2015?
2015.
Right.
Oh, can I have Snakey Delph?
Oh, Fabian Delph. Great shout. He's also a goal scorer.
I'm going to go for Gerrard.
Steven Gerrard is a correct answer. Started.
Simon Mignolet.
He's
got to be in goal, right?
Yeah.
It is indeed Simon Mignolet. Put it this way, the backup keeper at that point was Brad Jones, so he definitely was.
Jack Grealish.
Nice.
Wearing number 40 started. So this is really early Jack Grealish. Yeah.
I did question myself as I said it and thought, is this too early? But
some rogue names in this Villa side.
I'm not surprised. It's Villa in 2015.
Yeah. I'd argue more rogue than a Liverpool team. Sorry, go on, Willie.
Is 2015 Liverpool? Is this still the Joe Allen era?
Joe Allen.
The master of the sideways pass.
Is a correct answer. Started in centre midfield alongside Jordan Henderson. This is
Brendan Rodgers' Liverpool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think, just name the shitters.
Yeah.
They're playing 3-4-3 in the lineup I got in front of me, but I don't think that's right.
Okay.
It might be. It actually makes more sense than anything else.
Martin Skrtel.
Martin Skrtel
is a correct answer.
Dejan Lovren to partner.
That was going to be my one. Yeah,
the best centre back in the world.
He was not only that, mate. He was self-proclaimed the best player in the world.
Oh yeah, true. He's best player, wasn't it?
It is indeed a correct answer. Three lives each still.
Raheem Sterling.
He's still at Liverpool at this point.
Starting as a lone striker is a correct answer.
Christ. I was going to say Balotelli.
There are three subs.
I think Liverpool are going to be needing a goal, so I think a striker is a good shout, to be honest.
Yeah,
so I was going to say the other striker.
Yeah, I'm more confident they bring on him than the other name I've got for their striker. Well,
then if you say Balotelli, I'll say the other name next.
All right, Mario Balotelli.
Mario Balotelli is a substitute. He was a huge substitute.
Oh.
Fine. Ricky Lambert
is also a correct answer. Coming off the bench.
Yes. He actually started at centre-back.
Well, the people he came on for, maybe.
You said they're playing three at the back?
Yes. I've got it as a 3-4-3. If you want me to tell you what you need out of that, you need one more centre-back, the two wing-backs, and that's it.
Is and a sub. One of the Liverpool wing-backs... Glenn Johnson.
Glenn Johnson.
Is he not? Was a substitute. Maybe not.
He was a U substitute.
Oh, fuck off. Right.
That's so all they three of them.
Mario Balotelli, Glenn Johnson and Ricky Lambert.
Yes, mate.
And
FA Cup semi-final.
I would say they're better than the people they came on for.
Christ.
Well, yeah. This is what I was thinking. If you think about the quintessential shit Brendan Rodgers player,
go on.
I'd go with Alberto Moreno.
Oh, Alberto nice. Moreno did indeed start a left wing back. And came off for maybe Ricky Lambert. I'm not sure.
Is this Villa team, I think, has a couple of Streets Won't Forget names in it.
Yeah. I know who you're going to go for here, because he was one of the names I was thinking.
Yeah.
They're in a 4-3-3.
I'm going to say Charles and Zogbia.
That was who I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is a correct answer. Nice. Started at right wing. Jack Grealish was on the left.
Who the fuck is the
Christian Benteke in the middle?
You've got the front three, and you've got one of the centre mids.
Who was the bald centre back who played for Villa?
Oh, I know it is.
Guy. What was his fucking name? Ron Vlaar. That's what I'm thinking of. Ron Vlaar.
Ron Vlaar.
Yes. Ron Vlaar.
Arguably most known for that goal that Van Persie scored for United, where the ball's just sailing over his head. It is a correct answer. No lives dropped. This is going well.
But who are we missing from that Liverpool team?
From the Liverpool team, you need the right wing back and a centre back. Who isn't a natural centre back?
Okay, I think I know who it is then.
Oh, 2015. Is it Emre Can?
Oh!
Is it Emre Can?
Because it makes sense to play a CDM there.
I think it's Emre Can.
To round up starting four centre mids whilst only playing two in centre mid, Emre Can is a correct answer.
Fucking hell.
They also had Kolo Touré on the bench here.
If Glenn Johnson's not playing right wing back, then who is?
But you do not. The funny thing is, you're more likely to get the one who's on the bench, and he's arguably just as bad. Barini's also on this bench, will he?
Oh, why is he not playing?
Surprised he hadn't been said. He didn't start right wing back.
I'm not putting any eggs in the Barini basket.
It is arguably as rogue this player starting the right wing back.
See, the fact you're saying is rogue.
If I'm honest with you, Dan, I'd try and go for a Villa player before trying to attempt this Liverpool player.
Well, I was going to say Javier Manquillo, but if you're saying it's rogue, then I'm thinking it's not.
You could say Javier Manquillo.
Oh, I could. The other one I think is tricky is the Villa keeper, because I think it's between two. But I think Shay Given started in the final, so my guess would be he is the cup goalkeeper. So I'll go for Shay Given. Because I remember watching him flap at that Sanchez screamer in the final.
Brad Guzan is on the bench. So Shay Given is a correct answer.
Yes. Come on.
I have an utterly rogue name for Villa. Because I remember, I think, signing him on FM all the time.
Go on.
I'm going to say Scott Sinclair.
Ooh.
Scott Sinclair.
You think they're playing in Zogbia? Oh, okay. Maybe as a sub, yeah. But I think if they're playing in Zogbia and Grealish, it's going to have to be as a sub.
He is on the bench.
Right.
He is a U substitute.
Oh.
Well played.
Jesus Christ. Who's going to be in that midfield? We've got two midfielders left, right?
Yeah. One of them was there for fucking years. And one of them is an easily gettable name, if you remember him being there.
Ashley Westwood
is indeed a correct answer. The man who loved a cup of tea at halftime.
My brain nearly said Tim Westwood there.
Can you imagine?
To be fair, the manager's Tim Sherwood, so...
Oh, there you go. It's going to come Sheila, out. Is that the correct answer?
If he's here, or if he's at Watford. But I'm going to say Tom Cleverley is the other midfielder.
Tom Cleverley.
Oh, that's a great shout.
Is indeed a correct answer. He is nice. The other midfielder. Fucking some rogue players, though.
Honestly.
It gets worse.
I've not got a fucking clue for the fullbacks, by the way.
You've got one centre back, two fullbacks, and two subs. One of the subs, I don't think you've got a chance of getting. The other one would be an absolute magnificent pull.
I've got a rogue name in my head. I don't even know if it's how you say his name, but they had a Danish centre back. Kore? Jaws of Kore? Something like that?
Jaws of Kore.
Kore, yeah.
He is on the bench.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's a U sub.
Oh,
how
yes.
the fuck you pulled Jaws of Kore out of there? I do not know.
Because I remember they had possibly the shittest selection of centre backs I've ever seen.
Yes, the starting one's probably worse. And I don't even fucking remember Jaws of Kore, like, at all.
I remember him on FIFA because he was fucking rapid.
Yeah, I think he's played like 4 games with it.
I've got a great shout for right back. I've got a great shout for right back.
We still need the 2 more Villa subs.
You need 2 Villa subs and you need a centre back and a right back. And you need the Liverpool right wing back.
See, Mankio was my guess for that as well.
Right then.
No, because it's going to be wrong. You're not baiting me into this.
If we get to it and you've both lost lives and the answer is Javier Mankio, that's going to be so fucking funny.
Yeah.
You know when you think of random fucking players because of what they look like?
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
The Villa centre back is that bloke who had like a massive beard.
Like one I can of see his it. Name.
What's there was a name? Lot of blokes with a massive beard.
Look, I can see him.
What's
and he's
name?
There for yonks. I'm pretty sure.
What's his name? Can't remember.
He was there a while, I guess. He still plays now.
What?
Yeah,
he's yeah. He's, I think he's kicking around in the championship. Probably
he is indeed kicking around in the championship.
Nathan Baker, yeah,
it is indeed Nathan Baker.
Yeah, oh, nice. You know what? Nicely done.
I think he's at Huddersfield, maybe something like that.
It makes sense. He's a fucking championship player.
My guess for the Villa right back is Matt Lowton.
Ah, Matt Lowton. Yes, I was waiting for his name to come up. Matt Lowton is on the bench.
Oh no.
Ooh.
And he is an unused substitute. He's what? Lost a life.
Who are they starting at right back?
A lot worse. Just think a lot worse.
You know what? I'm going to get it out of the way because I have one other idea for Liverpool.
Oh no.
So I'm going to say Mankio.
Javier Mankio.
If this is wrong, I think I know who it is.
Yeah.
He is an unused substitute.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm gonna risk it. Possibly one of the shittest players I've ever seen.
Yeah, you've got it. You've got it.
Lazar Markovic.
Yeah.
Lazar Markovic is indeed the starter of right wing back.
There was part of my brain that said I can't say Lazar Markovic because there's no way he starts in an FA Cup semi-final. And then there was another part of me that realised, wait, Brendan Rodgers' manager absolutely can.
Yeah, he loved his character.
He was crap.
Yeah, he was.
He was dog. Didn't they pay like 35 million quid for him as
yes.
well?
Yes. And then he had a loan spell at Hull that was probably one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He made Victor Moses look unbeatable.
Victor Moses, what player?
So
you
need
the right back
and
left back. Yeah, you need the 2 fullbacks and a sub.
Right. Bully, good luck.
The two fullbacks, one of them played further up a pitch most of his career, and the other one played a lot of right back, but also played his centre defensive mid. And right mid. And is still kicking about the champ.
Got a couple of names in my head, but I don't feel right.
Wooly?
I know, I've got one, but I think it's too late for him.
Go on.
I kind of want to try it. The fucking blast from the past is like, I'm going to say Alan Hutton.
Alan Hutton. It's a great shout. Sadly, it is too late for him, though. He's incorrect.
Fuck.
It's a good shout, though.
I thought Hutton played in the final, no?
Oh, he might have been been there, actually.
Oh, my God, I've got the left-back. I remember who the left-back was in the final.
Go on.
Kieran Richardson.
Oh, nice.
Kieran Richardson is a correct answer.
Come on!
How the fuck did he play in an FA Cup final?
I was having... That was probably why I remembered him, because I remember having the thought at the time of how is he playing at left-back.
Saying that, he might have got an appearance in one at United.
God knows.
Wooly, the right-back and the U-sub left.
See, I've got an idea for the U-sub, because I know this guy was at Villa.
Go on.
You know those names, the players you see playing like the champ, you're like, hey, that guy's pretty good. And then they're just average in the prem.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Andy Vyman.
Andy Vyman. He is still tearing up in the champ, to be fair.
He was
on the bench.
Watford.
He was on the bench.
Right.
He is an unused substitute. Good shout, though. That's what I would have thought was Andy Vyman.
I'm also going to go for the sub, and I'm torn between two lives. Names. You're out of lives?
I'm pretty sure.
No, you've got one left.
You've got one left.
Oh. Double fuck. Yeah, no, game's on.
I've got two, haven't I?
Yeah, you've got two. Wally's got one.
Right. I've got two names in my head for the sub. I'm not going to reveal them because I'm going to keep one in the pocket in case it's wrong. Okay. But I think if you're Villa and you're 2-1 up in an FA Cup final, you're bringing on somebody who's going to kick lumps out of people. And there are very few better than Carlos Sanchez.
Carlos Sanchez. He was absolute shit.
Yeah.
He was dog. And he is an incorrect answer.
Oh, no.
The life each. Wooly, to pull it out of your ass.
Oh, no. I'm the only name I've got in my head is fucking... He's a weirdo now. And it's his social media that's doing it to me, because I'm going to say Gabby Agbonlahor.
I'm going to say it's not Matt Letizia.
Gabby Agbonlahor is an incorrect answer. Daniel wins it. Unlucky,
answer for the sub.
If you pull this out,
this is going to sound rogue as fuck when I say this.
Yes, it probably will.
But I remember him being there for like a year and a bit, and I think it was the year they went down. Joe Cole.
It is indeed Joe Cole.
Wow. Oh, sorry. Why would you not be starting Joe Cole in an FA Cup semi-final? I don't care how old he is.
He was shit past the age of 23.
Oh, man.
He's like 40 at this point. The right back.
Those teams might be worse than the Everton one we looked at last week.
Oh, yeah. 100. Like, how is this an FA Cup semi-final?
The right back solidifies it. I think it solidifies how shit this game must have been, because I watched this man play for Cardiff a couple of times and he is awful. It is Leandro Bacuna.
Jesus. Isn't he Barbadian or something like that?
I think he switched nationalities twice.
I think he's Curaçao, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he is now Curaçao, but I think he's... Let's have a look.
Leandro Bacuna has...
Yes, he's Curaçao.
Caps for Curaçao, yeah.
He was in the Netherlands Antilles for a bit, and then he was part of the Netherlands under-21s team, and now he's at Curaçao.
He stepped up from the reserves.
Oh. How did Cardiff City paid $3 million for him?
Jesus Christ.
He's now at Groningen. Fucking hell. What a semi-final that must have been.
We've had two starting 11s of some of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Yes. How is this a semi-final?
I know. It's baffling, isn't it?
No wonder you pumped them in the final.
And we've had Jonathan Van Tam in a nun's outfit.
I tell you, it was a great final. That having had the previous one, absolutely losing our minds against Hull.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Didn't we just about scrape past Reading in the semi-final?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
I remember I watched it at yours, Dan, and I turned up and you're like, we're already 1-0 up.
Yeah, yeah, you turned up late and we'd already scored.
Yeah, I watched it with my mates and we were like, you know, just had it on in the background for a bit because the start of an FA Cup final is always a little bit ropey. And I turned around and it was like 2-0. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
And mate, that was a walkover.
Fucking the year before when we're watching it at mine, and my dad comes out to like where we're watching it and he's like, oh, tough break, lads, maybe next year. And I, when we scored the winner, I sprinted inside just celebrating his face.
Oh, did he tell you that ABBA were on?
What, man? Well, that is the end of the episode for this week. If you enjoyed, please give us a like and a follow on Spotify and a 5-star rating. It really helps us out. You can find us on social media at SWFpod on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and so on. Boys, thank you for joining me.
It was a pleasure, as always.
Have a good week, mate.
Oh, you know I'll what? I think I will. See you next week.
Long live Jonathan Van Tam dressed as a nun.
What if you were going to say Jonathan Woodgate then for some reason?
Nah, fuck him.
His legs aren't made for living long.
Gira can hit them. Did! Oh, what a goal by Zoltan Gira! And still Baptista, yes! It's Kabay! It's fantastic! One front, David Villa! Oh, great finish! He's done just that, he scored! Janino's done it! Kubu making another glimpse of goal here!